Some days you just know that you're on the verge of cracking the code on your seven-figure business. It's so close you can smell it. And other days you just feel like you're never going to reach your goal. Today I'm going to talk about a very simple strategy that if you repeat this process in your business every single week, you'll consistently grow your sales and you'll be well on your way to achieving your revenue goals and building your million-dollar empire. My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for experts who want to be the unapologetic leader in their industry. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. It's time to take your influence, income, and impact to the level you know you're capable of. Are you ready to make a bigger difference and scale up? This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to episode 433 of Influence by Design in our 30 in 30, where we're releasing an episode every day for this month of September. We're focusing on the theme of stepping into your power, being the unapologetic leader in your industry so you can build your elegant empire. And today I want to talk about the lifeblood of your business, and that is sales. And to make sales, you know that you need to be consistently generating leads. I mean, that's nothing new, right? But when I ask most coaches what their number one wish would be if they had a magic wand, almost every time they say they want more leads. So today I want to bring a new perspective to this conversation. Yes, you definitely need to be bringing in new leads every single day. But what if there are already some leads sitting in your funnel right now? Leads that you've forgotten about. So let's go through a quick process of flushing out some of those potential conversations that you've already had so that you can reopen these conversations and potentially close these prospects and turn them into clients this week. So first, I want you to think about your current offers or programs, and I want you to write them all down so you have a starting point. Maybe you have a couple of different programs or a one-on-one package, or maybe you have a special offer like a VIP day. Write down every single offer you had so you can start to get really crystal clear about the conversations that you've already had. Second, I want you to think about who have you spoken to recently and haven't circled back to for whatever reason. What are their names? I want you to write them down. Now, once you've identified these names, I want you to think about what stage they're up to in your funnel. So where were you conversing or having a conversation with these people? Maybe you have an email thread that's halfway through a conversation and you haven't got back to it. Let's talk about Messenger or your Instagram DMs. Now, I don't know what your inbox looks like, but I'm going to take a stab in the dark and guess there's probably a few conversations lurking in there that you've potentially forgotten. Maybe you had a call with some people and you know that you need to reach back out to them. Now, once you've clearly identified your programs, you've clearly identified some names that you know that you've had conversations with, I want you to think about how much revenue each of those prospects would add if they signed up to work with you. Maybe if they joined your program this week, the first payment that they would make would be $1,000, and that would add $1,000 to your revenue this week. But let's look at the bigger picture, because this is where the gold really is. What is the lifetime value of that customer to you? Now, if your monthly program is $1,000 a month and a client normally stays with you for 2 years, now I'm making these numbers really simple because I'm not really great at numbers. Signing one of these prospects could be worth $24,000 to you. And if you add up all the warm leads you have lurking in your funnel right now and you signed all of them, how much would that add to your business just this week alone? And how much could you be adding to your income this week if you closed all of those leads? Especially if you've got a monthly recurring revenue model, what's the amount you've just added to your business for the entire year? Now, this is a simple process that you can not only do today to be one step closer to reaching your million-dollar empire, but you could add it to your process to repeat every week, because if you do that, you will start to see some really big momentum in your revenue. Such a simple strategy, but one that I thoroughly suggest you add into your system or your processes in your business and start to get you one step closer to that elegant empire that I know that you really want to build. So thanks so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable, which I hope that you did, here's how we can help you to grow your expert business even faster. Join my free Facebook group, Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers on Facebook, where inside you'll get access to weekly free training as we dive into every aspect of your business so you can be the unapologetic leader in your industry and build your elegant empire. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.